Intentional failure. Mississippi reveals state spends more than $100 million a year caring for migrants. By Warner Todd Houston on August 27, 2024. A report from the Mississippi State Auditor finds that the state spends more than $100 million annually on caring for migrants, a cost that State Governor Tate Reeves, R., calls an intentional failure on the part of the Biden-Harris administration. The report claims there are more than 22,000 illegal aliens in the Magnolia State, and the costs to care for them are rising every year, especially in costs for doling out a free education to migrant children, according to Fox News. Watch, Bernie Sanders, we have a crisis at the border. The report revealed that taxpayers are funding $25 million to provide education to migrant kids, $77 million to health care for migrants, and at least $1.7 million to incarcerate illegals arrested and convicted of crimes. Reeves, a Republican, blasted the Biden-Harris administration and the Democrat Party for a situation that is constantly growing worse, and said the states are being forced to step up and pay for the Biden-Harris administration's intentional failure to secure our border, and Mississippi is no exception. Their dangerous immigration policies are endangering Americans and putting enormous financial strain on states all across our country, and it's long past time to put a stop to it, Reeves railed. He went on to note that since Harris has already failed for 4 years, electing her for another 4 years would be a massive mistake that will only make matters worse. It's clear Kamala Harris isn't up to fixing the administration's self-inflicted problems at the border. She's been a disaster as borders are and is actually making the situation worse. Securing our border starts with electing Donald Trump in November, he said. Watch, Pritzker, Harris doesn't have to go to border. Mississippi State Auditor Shad White added that the illegal alien problem is spiraling out of control and is costing taxpayers millions. Our public schools, hospitals, and prisons will continue to lose massive sums of money that we could have spent on our own citizens if this problem is not solved, White exclaimed. White also noted that more precise numbers are impossible to ascertain, especially because the schools are forbidden from reporting how many illegal immigrant children they are educating. The auditor used figures from the University of Mississippi, which has projected that there are at least 2,500 children of illegal aliens enrolled in state schools. Some of that calculation includes the hike in spending on English language learners and low-income student supplements. The auditor also warned that the real spending is likely higher than his $100 million estimate, considering precise numbers are unavailable. Watch, former Obama ICE director, Harris owns part of untenable border we had under Biden whether or not she was SAR. Stung by accusations that she has failed at the border, Kamala Harris recently started claiming that she supports completing Donald Trump's border wall. However, despite the soundbite aspect of her seeming policy shift, the reality is that she tied this claim to passage of the Democrat Party's border security bill that has little support and will not likely ever pass Congress. Harris is also an open supporter of mass amnesty for 30 million illegals, which would soon give those who broke our laws to get here sudden citizenship and the right to vote. Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate, Ohio Sen. J.D. Vance, blasted Harris as a fake and pointed out that if she wanted a border wall, she and Biden could start building it right now, whether there is a border security bill or not. Kamala Harris is a fake. If she wants to build the border wall, she could start right now. J.D. Vance, at J.D. Vance, August 27, 2024. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.